start the note.
And I'm glad to see
good morning.
Get started. Good morning. The day is Wednesday, 2nd of October, and things are not any better today. You can still have your Chipotle barbecue seasoning with your Buffalo Wild Wings. You can get that today. And that may be about all you can get today. The government is still shut down. And I found out something very interesting. Kenny and I were just talking about it, and we didn't talk about it in the last hour. The impact that this has on businesses. I'm in the advertising business. I'm the only independent producer, the only independent producer of radio programs like this in the country. Other people who say they are independent get help from various religious groups, political groups. They either that or they're owned by one of the two or three big companies. So in getting paid for the advertising that you hear in this program, it normally takes 90 to 120 days. Let's just say you're going to hear a commercial. I was just teasing about Buffalo Wild Wings, but you'll hear a commercial for Buffalo Wild Wings. It'll take from 90 to 120 days for me to get my money for airing that commercial from the time it airs, or actually from the end of the month. So normally it's normally a 3 month spin. I was told yesterday that because the government has been spending so much money advertising various things, whether it's the health care thing, they consider the Postal Service. Do you know how much money the Postal Service is spending advertising? Have you seen those ads? They're all over the place for an outfit that's $6 or $7 billion in the hole and isn't sure they're going to be in existence tomorrow. They're spending all this money advertising. Anyway, the point is that the advertising agencies say they're going to hold back for a while on making all of their completed payments because they're not sure they're going to have the funds. So this doesn't affect you. Well, it depends on how big or small of a business you are. And if you do business with any kind of government that gets any kind of assistance from the federal government, and that's pretty much every government, they're going to use that, whether it's true or it isn't true, to stall paying you, just the same as these people that I do business with are using it to stall paying me. So if you don't have deep pockets, you're going to probably do a little suffering, and you won't be singing about it. All right, so that's one bit of overview here. No progress on ending the stalemate, apparently. The 27th Amendment ensures that all members of Congress get paid. Boy, does that anger most of you. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken. We are both here together in this hour of the Good Day program to serve you, part of the Doug Steffen family of informers, working on information, working on important stories every day, all day, 6 hours a day. And so you can use Twitter and Facebook. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. I suppose I should start with that, Kenny, because there are usually three or four pithy comments as we start each hour from people who have listened and gone off the deep end in one way or another.
William says, send your congressperson an email and tell the SOB they're fired. Let's get this do-nothing Congress out of D.C.
And the president has handily blamed the Republicans for this, of course.
Of course. Tina says that Dems are as bad as Republicans when they're going to represent America. And when are they going to represent America and not themselves?
Mm-hmm.
And David says, of course, most people blame the Republicans. They're the ones who tied irrelevant riders to the CR. Obamacare is off the table. GOP lacks constitutional tools to repeal, so it's difficult to see what they are trying to achieve.
It is difficult. It's a line in the sand, maybe, for some. Yesterday, you heard me talking a lot about the Tea Party and the relevance to waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, why I support them in their efforts. But it's really an outshoot of the old Libertarian Party, their group that is for fiscal responsibility, that is for stopping the waste, the fraud, the corruption, that is for responsible spending. I'm there, I'm on it, and I'm betting that you are too, if you think it's true. If you don't think it's true, and you're dependent, you become one of these people that the government has made dependent on you, then you look at it probably differently. And whichever side you're on, we're here to objectively listen. We really do mean it when the words we report you to say. We're not reporters. We're putting together information. I suppose we're reporting on what's been said by various news organizations because that's where you pick up the bits and pieces. We are not capable. Well, that's actually changing, though. There are people, you can't go to a presidential press conference and hold up an iPhone and expect to, you can't. But you can watch the video that comes out of there. You can get it raw and hear what's said. Or you listen to the audio raw, not filtered by some reporter or some news person. That's how you find out what's going on. So, Congress, I mentioned the 27th Amendment, doesn't change their pay. They can't freeze their pay. They can't cut their pay. They can't stop their pay. Yet they can still vote themselves raises.
Nice.
Oh, my God, these guys. Have they got it fixed? Anyway, the same bill, by the way, comes up again today. That's how callous they are. The House tried to come up with a continuing resolution that would contain amendments to either defund or delay the Affordable Care Act. In whole or in part, they couldn't pass their own bill because they realize what really the public sentiment is very negative on this. Even though the public sentiment doesn't like the health care bill, there are two things going on here. And you know that there are two things, and that's pretty much all that's going on. You listen to any of the various talk radio programs that are on and watch the news talk stuff on television, and you're getting government shutdown, you're getting health care bill. Sign up. By the way, there were some glitches yesterday in that. We'll talk about it, I'm sure. And have plenty of calls from you. The shutdown, how it affects you, 888-302-3684. It's 14 after the hour. And this is today's overview of the big stories of the day on Good Day.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Some things are just better together. At Exxon and Mobil, we don't just sell gasoline, we fuel connections. Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically engineered to help your engine run more smoothly by helping to clean intake valves and by keeping fuel injectors clean. That means when you leave an Exxon and Mobil station, our gasoline will help your engine run smoother, reduce emissions, and even get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I got to tell you something today. I'm afraid. Now, how many of us are afraid of something? It could be an animal. It could be a person. It could be an event. It could be the future. But have we ever asked ourselves, what does the word afraid really mean? Well, according to the dictionary, it is having a dislike for something. And I got to tell you, the dictionary actually had afraid of hard work, believe it or not. And afraid also means filled with concern or regret over an unwanted situation. I'm afraid I won't be able to go. But you know what? I have a different meaning for the word afraid. That means you don't have control. And because you do not have control, you're afraid of the outcome. One way to get rid of the word afraid, the emotion and the feeling that goes along with it, is to say to yourself, I'm in control. There's nothing to be afraid of. I know what I'm doing. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
888-302-3684. As many of you get sort of teed up to be teed off, the government shutdown, parks, memorials, a group of World War II veterans. It's a pretty interesting video on this. I don't know, Ken, if you've seen it or not. It was posted up at the Talk Radio News Service. I was just watching it a few minutes ago. Veterans from all around the country were there, and there were barricades at the World War II Memorial, and they just jumped over them. Several members of Congress on hand, removing a section of the gates to allow the veterans to come to the memorial, pose for pictures. These guys are incorrigible, aren't they?
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
All right, so here, let's get started with some of the talk host input. Here's Bill Vanko talking to Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland about the failure of both houses of Congress.
With all due respect, if the number one job of Congress is to protect the country and keep the institution of government operating, why should your constituents not consider this a colossal failure on the part of every person they've elected and sent to Washington?
Well, this is a very sad day. It's going to hurt families who aren't going to get their paychecks or have this threat of not getting their paychecks on time. It's going to hurt our economy, particularly in Maryland. It's going to hurt and inconvenience a lot of people who expect the government services to be there for them, and it's going to waste a lot of taxpayer dollars. I couldn't argue with your conclusion, but let me say that it is clear that there is a small group, but an effective group of extremists in the House, Republicans, who are running the show there and are not allowing us to move forward with what we call regular order. When you don't get a budget done by October 1, you pass a continuing resolution. You don't try to use it as a way of hostage-taking to advance an extreme agenda. So we're going to work every day, and I can assure you that my first priority is to get government back operating, but we're not going to give in to these type of tactics.
If they keep their heels dug in, how long could this last?
Well, it's difficult to tell. I think, though, the point that you raised, the public discuss, the recognition that why we are in this situation, I think it will cause us to take action sooner rather than later. It is clear that the House of Representatives has a continuing resolution that came over from the Senate, which is in keeping with the normal procedures, and we expect that the pressure will grow to pass that continuing resolution.
Is there room for negotiation here, or would the very act of negotiating on health care reform open the door to something the White House thought was over and done?
It's not just the continuation of government. We have to pay our bills. That crisis that we would self-inflict will happen in the next week or two. We've got to move forward and move on. There's a place to talk about health care. It's called the normal legislative process. We did that a few years ago. We passed a bill. The Supreme Court upheld it. There's a way of modifying it. And a lot of us want to sit down and negotiate changes in health care, changes in the budget, changes in a lot of policy. But you don't do it with a gun at your head.
What's your message this morning to the federal workers who are kind of caught in the middle of all this?
I said it on the floor yesterday, and I'll say it again. You are an innocent victim here. This is unfair. It is absolutely going to cause a great deal of inconvenience, and it should not happen. And I can tell you that I will continue to speak out on behalf of our federal workforce. And when this is over, I'm going to try to make sure that their federal workforce is held harmless, they get the pay, and that we treat them fairly.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Some pop artist. This is Will Champlin, who opened the show, The Voice, last night. He went to Team Adam. Adam Blake and CeeLo tried to get him to come over. Yeah. So, but I don't know this song, Kenny. Do you?
No, it doesn't ring any bells. Apparently it's a Gavin DeGraw song.
All right.
It's a recent pop hit.
Got it. All right. So anyway, he ended up on Team Adam. That's our quick report as to what happened on The Voice last night. Let's get back to a discussion of the government shutdown. Even sports hosts talking about the shutdown. Here are Pat Caputo and Dennis Fithian, who don't like a lot of the discussion going on. But they go after the Republicans for forcing the shutdown.
Hey, look, you know, I stepped out of my realm today. You know, I, as an independent, you know, I voted 50% in both parties down through the years. I mean, seriously, and I vote pretty much every election at every level. You know, I'm across the board, you could say it's probably, and it's not by design, you know, it's just the kind of way it is. I always vote for who I think is best. I'm a political independent. And, you know, I voted for some Republicans and I voted for some Democrats, right? Pretty even across the board. But I have to say this, that I would look at this and I feel it's political suicide for the Republicans, what they're doing. I think that they, you know, they lost the, you know, political legislative fight when they didn't get enough people in Congress or whatever to stop, you know, the whole thing with Obamacare. And it passed. It's the law of the land. It passed. And you can't all of a sudden, you know, because you've got some political constituents back home and
the word elections
passed. And I think it's going to backfire on them. It backfired on them before. You know, the whole rhetoric. Now, I'm not saying the Democrats are innocent when it comes down to playing partisan politics. You know, they've been out of control at times, too. But I don't remember anybody quite being quite like this as a group or afraid. It's something that is hurting the country right now because they've decided to politically gridlock it based on, you know, political things instead of what is their job as public servants. And I do put that on the Republican Party right now. And what do you think?
Yeah, and I want to say this. I want to state my personally, you know, because, you know, we have every right to this. I want to keep my party affiliation under wraps, and I'm sure people can understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you mine because I really don't have any.
Oh, yeah, no,
we tell you, 99,
right.
I tell you, now we're getting into partisan politics.
Yeah, because it could be debate.
And I'm not, and I don't mean this discussion necessarily in a partisan political way. For the Democrats that were doing it, I would be, you know, upset about it. And I'm not a advocate of Obamacare.
Right.
I'm not. I don't like Obamacare, but when it comes to, it was not the right time for it. And in my opinion, this is my opinion. And so, you know, but it was something passes. You can't play that type of game. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and for me, because I know the politics can be so divisive. So this is the honest way I look at this right now. No matter what, if you're listening right now, if you're a Democrat or Republican, independent, like Pat said, The bottom line is that the government is shut down. There's 800,000 non-essential workers that are going to be furloughed. The national parks are unable to get to. There's a lot of things until the government gets back in order that are not going to be available for people. The troops have issues that they have to deal with now. And like I said, whatever party you fall on, the thing that frustrates me, because if it was the Democrats that had this issue right now, I would talk about them. But the Republicans in Congress, led by John Boehner, who, unfortunately, you know, in my honest opinion, I feel is more concerned sometimes with blocking what the Democrats are trying to do than actually doing what is best, whether you agree with one issue or not. I don't agree with every Democratic issue or every Republican issue, but right now, the fact that this has gotten to the point where the government is shut down shows you, no matter what side you're on, why Congress and the government is a disaster.
All those sports guys sound the same, you know that? Des Moines voices, we are rooting, we're going to root for this. Anyway, they don't like it, and neither does anybody else, including a lot of people who are on the line in the queue at 888-302-3684. Call's coming up here on Good Day.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient oxaliplatin succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
It's a good day to be here. 888-302-3684. I know you want to talk about the shutdown. I want to bring you a couple more pieces of information, however, from the minds of some of the people that do talk radio around the country, local hosts who have good ideas. Well, you can determine whether you think they're good or not. If we were like Charlie Rose on the CBS Morning News, they take, what do they call that CBS program? Is it Good Morning? What do they call the CBS show? ABC... No, that's Good Morning, right? I forget. All I know is the Today Show is NBC. ABC, Good Morning America, that's what it is. So what do they call the CBS show? Something...
I think it's just the morning show.
Yeah.
CBS This Morning.
There we go. Okay. So Charlie Rose, at the beginning of each half hour, spends 90 seconds pretty much bringing people up to date on what's going on, right? Now... Most of the hours of the Good Day program, we do something that's similar to that. Sometimes it takes 3 or 4 minutes to bring you up to date on the important stories of the day, and then we start spinning. And this, however, opportunity to discuss nothing but the government shutdown, maybe with a little sprinkled in of the healthcare marketplace, it pretty much, and we've had some of these in the last month or two, actually more than I care to with some of the shootings, some of the horrible events that have taken place. People get themselves wrapped up around this sort of thing. I'm going to do my best to sort of spread off from it later on during the program. But here in this hour, because we have some good input from a lot of these hosts, I really kind of want to stick to what is the common denominator here is people and their angst about the shutdown. So let's turn our attention to host John Broski, who has a financial analyst on his program named Rob Schroeder. And Schroeder talks about the impact the shutdown has on the economy. Now, if you weren't listening the last half hour, I told you how it was going to affect me. You figure out how it's going to affect you and let us know at 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, here's Broski and Schroeder.
What do you think the shutdown is going to do to the economy? There are a lot of people really concerned about that, with the economy, recovering from the worst recession in modern history, and it's kind of fragile. Do you think that this might pull the rug out from the tepid recovery we've got going on right now?
Well, that's certainly a concern among, some economic forecasters and certainly President Obama and, for that matter, members of Congress of both sides of the aisle. Neither wants to be blamed, obviously, for the disruption that's going on here, and they're going to want to minimize it to the fewest number of days possible for exactly that reason. You know, we have a nice piece out on our website today about home builders being at risk from a government shutdown.
How would that be? Would that be because of government loans like Fannie Mae and FHA?
Well, it has to do with the Federal Housing Administration.
FHA.
Making commitments, and so on. There's a lot of, government work tied up, of course, in the housing market and many other sectors of the economy that start creeping up when you don't realize that it's been there all along. For example, people go to the Commerce Department, business people who want help negotiating trade deals, that sort of thing. So no one wants this to last for very long exactly because of this reason.
Well, the last government shutdown was 17 years ago. Do you recall how long that was?
It was a couple weeks, and at this point, there's really no indication of how long this one is going to last because no one's earnestly talking. There may be some talks behind the scene, but for now, as I said, both houses of Congress are in. Both are speechifying on their respective floors, and that's where we stand.
I understand that the economy itself will not really be impacted that much if this shutdown only lasts maybe a week or so. Beyond that, then it could become problematic.
Yeah, I think that's right. And don't forget, we're facing, for what the financial markets is, a bigger deadline, and that's the debate over raising the U.S. debt ceiling. There is a real worry that if the debt limit is not raised, then the U.S. government could start defaulting on its obligations for the first time ever, and that would send real shockwaves through the financial markets. Don't forget that the last time this kind of brinkmanship was in the air a couple years ago, the U.S. credit rating took a hit, and all parties want to avoid that sort of thing. But again, we're looking at just a couple weeks until that gets hit.
888-302-3684. Now, you're listening to a radio station that is supposedly supervised by the Federal Communication Commission. You could run zombies through the halls of the FCC yesterday and not interrupt anybody. There are only a handful of staffers, 2% of those that work at the FCC. This is a monitoring system, apparently. But there's no database for engineers that need it and consultants. As a matter of fact, they shut down the website. I understand why they do that. That's kind of... I don't get why they would shut down. It doesn't take anybody to man. If you leave up the information that's on a website, that doesn't take anybody. You don't have to have a staffer there for that, do you, Kenny? I wouldn't have thought. Anyway.
I wouldn't think so, but you need somebody to update it or to answer questions and that kind of thing. I don't know. I must confess I've never gone to their website, so I don't know. I don't know what
I must confess. I've owned radio stations, and I must confess I've never been there. I've never been there either. 888-302-3684. The political stare down on Capitol Hill showing no signs of easing, leaving functions like the FCC, the website we were talking about, the website for the Park Service, the website that processes veterans' claims. Nothing's working. A so-called partial shutdown. And so where does that leave you and where does that leave all the rest of us? Okay, before we get to the callers, let's listen to a couple of more excerpts from a couple of more programs. Here's host Dory Munson, sort of with the opposite point of view of the last radio program we took an excerpt from. He doesn't care about the shutdown. He thinks it's fine.
Am I the only person who doesn't mind the concept of a government shutdown? I mean, the essential stuff is still going to happen. We're still going to have the military, our border control agents, our air traffic controllers, the FBI, TSA. Those are all essential jobs. They're just going to stop the non-essential jobs. And you know what? In my mind, if the job isn't essential, it shouldn't exist. I don't care about a government shutdown of non-essential jobs. Does that mean, I've got a list of some of the things the federal government has spent money on in the last year. Does that mean they're not going to be able to spend $27 million on Moroccan pottery classes now? That was a grant from the U.S. Agency for International Development. Does that mean that they're not going to be able to spend $300,000 on efforts to promote caviar consumption and production? Does that mean the National Science Foundation will not be able to spend $325,000 to build a robotic squirrel, cleverly named Robo Squirrel, so they could study how snakes attack squirrels? And does it mean that our federal government will not be able to spend $505,000 promoting specialty shampoo and other beauty products for cats and dogs? Because those are a few of the things that we've been spending money on in the last year. A few of the thousands, tens of thousands of things. So when they say they're going to shut down everything except the essential part of government, I say, let's shut down everything except the essential part of government permanently.
He makes a good point, doesn't he? 888-302-3684. I think he makes a very good point, frankly. Why do we have all these people if they aren't necessary? The bustling District of Columbia, uniquely affected by the government shutdown, thousands of federal employees who make up the backbone of the workforce in the Washington, D.C. metro, not going to work. What do you think that does to local businesses there, restaurants? I mean, the place usually is not affected by a recession or a depression. It is. There's a depression going on there this week. You'll see lots and lots of restaurants closed, probably. Who knows what it'll, it depends on how long it lasts. I saw a report from the Pork Barrel Barbecue over in Alexandria, which is near to where you are, Michael, where our studios are. The disdain for the stalemate in Congress led to the shutdown. A restaurant gave away 275 pulled pork sandwiches to workers with government ID. It took pains to note that its Twitter on its Twitter announcement, the offer excludes congressmen. Oh, man. All right, so let's get to some calls in a moment here. Your calls on the government shutdown, 888-302-3684, up next here on Good Day.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Is your car talking to you? Do you hear a squeal when you step on the brake pedal? Chances are, this is the brake pad wear indicator telling you that it's time to replace those brake pads. Your Haynes manual will lead you through this relatively easy procedure. Over 400 Haynes manuals are offered, covering most vehicles on the road. For information on a repair manual for your car, go to Haynes.com. That's Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bella Wood prefinished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-542-0203 to get your free copy now. 800-542-0203. 800-542-0203.
Bridgestone presents Famous Moments in Bridgestone Tires. Today's episode, The Lullaby.
It was a long ride home. Little Grayson was finally napping after 19 viewings of McDoodle the Scooter-Shaped Poodle when a rough road ahead sign appeared. A loud bumpy ride could have stirred little Grayson. Thankfully, his parents have Bridgestone Turanza tires, engineered for quiet, comfortable driving. So Bridgestone not only delivered performance, it kept McDoodle from delivering another.
Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. To learn more about Turanza's smooth, quiet ride, visit BridgestoneTire.com.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy, the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are overviewing with you the government shutdown. We'll have a little time for Obamacare. We'll do that in a few minutes now. And again, a few callers on the air. Hi to the folks in Phoenix and Minneapolis listening to Good Day. And hi to Mark, who's down in Live Oak, Florida. Mark, go ahead. You're on the air with your thoughts about the whole situation.
This is more about the medical bill, Affordable Care Act. It was passed, true, by all Democrats, no Republicans. They questioned its legality, and it went to the Supreme Court, and they upheld it. Since it went to the Supreme Court, there have been between 14 and 17 changes in the bill regarding exemptions, regarding companies' exemptions, personal people exemptions.
And that's going to, by the way, those changes will continue as people begin to discover what mess we've gotten ourselves into by passing it. So those changes will continue.
Yes, they will continue. And it's not the same bill that was passed. I feel that it should go through another vote with these changes.
But it's not going to because they don't have the support. You're on the right page. There are a lot of people who want to change it with good justification, but they don't have the political support. There is not the political will. There's not the political pressure to change it. That's the difference between what's going on now and what went on with Obamacare. There's no support for what the Republicans, or at least the Tea Party people, are trying to do. And whether you like it or you don't like it, you agree with their ideas, you don't agree with them. The only way to change that is for everybody to get on the phone, send email, use the fax, get to their congressman and say, you know, if enough people do that, then they will change their point of view. Right now, it's not in their interest to do it, and they're not going to do it. This thing is going to go on until the Republicans get off the train or enough of you call to get other Republicans and Democrats, but you're not going to change the president's mind. So there's really no point to any of this because he's going to veto any bill that comes down. So all of this is fruitless, and that's the point that people are making who are thinking it through. Yeah, we agree that there's a lot of non-essential people in the government that ought not to be there in the first place, as like a welfare system. And yeah, we agree that the health care or insurance bill or whatever the hell you want to call it is a horrible statement on the state of affairs, frankly, that the thing got through in the first place. We haven't got the right time to do this, Mark. It is not there. Dave in Chesapeake, Virginia. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about a few facts that I see that I don't see anybody really mentioning about the shutdown and the whole order it went down. First, the Republicans sent a continuing resolution with defunding Obamacare attached to it. The Democrats in the Senate stripped it out, sent it back to the House. The House said, let's negotiate. The Democrats said, no way, we're not negotiating it. At that point, Obama and the Democrats shut the government down. Now, the Republicans...
No, that's not factual. Obama and the Democrats didn't shut the government down. The government was shut down because there was nothing passed to keep it running. There's no bill passed that will allow spending to continue.
Yes, and they did that because they wouldn't...
Everybody's positioning and jockeying back and forth for a position, and you're taking a minority stand and frustrating yourself and probably a lot of other people. They're not going to negotiate because they don't want to.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1
is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hear anymore with people in their thoughts. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, with millions of you trying to log in. The online insurance marketplaces created by the new health care law began with a stalled website, an error message, a menu that didn't work. There it is. Congratulations to the federal government for making this work as well as you would expect it to work, right? Kind of like the post office website. Try getting in on that one. So let's, as we think about the, maybe it was connected to the shutdown, but anyway, the glitches, the marketplace, there was a live chat supposed to be there, but it says, sorry, not available right now. If you go to the website, if you call customer service at 800-318-2596, there isn't anything there, and it says, we apologize for the inconvenience. The president said it crashed because of the influx of users. Most people say it crashed behind the scenes. They say it crashed because there wasn't anybody there to really handle it because they're all out furloughed. Here's host Scott Sands talking to medical analyst Dr. Carl Cirio about the implementation sort of in more detail of the Health Care Act.
How do you know if you're eligible for the exchange?
Well, there are two major groups of folks that will be eligible. One will be individuals who do not have insurance, and the other are small businesses, that is, businesses who employ 50 people or less, who can qualify for the exchanges through the business process.
If you have an employer-supplied health care plan, can you sign up for one of the exchange plans if it might offer better or less expensive coverage?
No, that's actually precluded.
So you can't opt out of your employer-supplied coverage?
No. Now, some employers obviously have elected around the country to, in fact, back off of the amount of insurance they're covering. Some of the companies that made the news were UPS, I believe, and a couple of others. And then those individuals will have the opportunity to go through the exchanges.
Is Ohio a federally controlled plan or a state controlled plan?
Ohio has opted to go with the federal program.
So what does that mean? What kind of plans will that offer?
So all the plans, whether you're going through the state, combined state and federal, or federal plan, require 4 levels of tiering. They've used colored stones, basically bronze, silver, gold, and platinum to describe the plans. And those different categories describe the basic amount of coverage you would or would not and the responsibility you would or would not have for copayment. So federal programs will have bronze, silver, gold, and platinum plans to choose from.
How much will it cost on average in Ohio? Is it the same price for everybody who qualifies for the exchange, or does it matter if you're what your age is, what your sex is, if you're a smoker, non-smoker? Are there certain criteria that may affect the rate?
Right. The rates will vary by state and location to some extent, and that's dependent on the structure of the exchange within that particular locale. The only thing that actually can distinguish one person from another is your smoking history. If you're a smoker, the law allows for up to a 1.5 times higher premium for being a smoker.
How do you sign up if you have questions about, if you think you're eligible and you want to find out more about the rates? Where would you go? Is this the healthcare.gov website?
Right, and the federal government also has a toll-free phone number available for questions with a live person. It's 800-318-2596. But healthcare.gov will walk you through the process of your eligibility, the choices that you have with respect to program coverage, the rates, and allow you to actually sign up.
There were more than a million people yesterday who visited one of the sites or tried to call in to get information. That was five times more than what they thought they had, than they thought they were going to get, frankly. Here's Frank listening to Good Day in West Virginia with a focus on Obamacare and the shutdown.
I just think it looks like total incompetence in the White House and also in the Senate with Senate Majority Leader and President Obama refusing, saying either it's my way or the highway, and I don't think that's any way for our government to be run. In my 70 years, this is the worst run administration and the most incompetent, and I pray for the day that we will have other people that have more sense taking over in Washington and put our country back to work, which that's the main thing that needs to be done.
Washington, I always like that. All right, bit of good news. A 13-year-old boy survived a rock slide that killed five people in Colorado. The father used his body to shield her when the rocks came tumbling down. Gracie Johnson got a broken leg. Her father, her mother, her sister, and two cousins were killed in the rock slide. Wow. So I say good news. It's good that at least she survived. Something I'm sure that a lot of people in the family would be thankful for. Food for thought from Good Day 15.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.